This hour, it's the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce and our chamber host today, our chamber sales associate, Lori Burke. Hey, Lori.
Good morning, Bruce Newberry. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. And now, when we have you alongside here, that can only mean a new
one
member
thing.
Spotlight.
Right. Right. We got a good lineup today.
We do, and it's a great sign, I think, that things are moving along and that progress is being made, and people want to get to all of the benefits, and not only the benefits of the chamber, but just to get to business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this
I agree with you.
So we're gonna meet three businesses that are new members, and we'll get to those just ahead. But first, we start with the business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply, and Lori, who is in that spotlight.
We are just very happy to congratulate a very good friend of the chamber and myself, actually, because I'm a client, David Cooey from Coastal Financial Group. Good morning, Dave. Congratulations.
Good morning. Good morning, Lori. Good morning, Harry. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good, thank
good
you.
To have you with us.
Yeah, congratulations, Dave. How long have you been a member of the chamber?
Oh, for about 20 years now.
Yeah, yes, you have. You have indeed. And you're involved in a lot. You come to a lot of events. You're an integral part of our networking group that we call Chamber Connections. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your association with the chamber and things you've taken advantage of, Dave?
Sure. Actually, when I first started out becoming part of the chamber, I figured it was, you know, something that business people should and want to do in, you know, Newport County. And after I was a member for, you know, a few years, I then joined the Chamber Connections. It was like the first or second year that it was out.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of you out there, I really got to tell you, this has been a very eye-opening and a very rewarding type of opportunity. It's given me a chance to network with approximately 25, 30 other members in the group that we have, that we do refer out our services and businesses to others that, you know, need it. Now, not everybody needs every person that's out there in the group. However, this is, after all, Newport County. So somebody knows somebody that knows somebody, by the way, that knows somebody that could use somebody. And that's exactly what the Chamber Connections is all about. I've been referred to other different people, and some people I've been able to help, others I was not, but I was able to hook them up with, whether it be contractors, electricians, plumbers, web designers, advertisers, insurance people, you name it. And that's one nice thing about the Chamber Connection. It allows anyone that, you know, is there as a member to be able to put that information out there and let other people know what's available. And for a lot of us in business, it's basically a warm referral, not a cold,
mm-hmm.
because you actually then know the person, which makes it kind of nice.
Yeah, that's great. And that's a great plug for Chamber Connections, David. And people actually, if listening, if they want to hear more about Chamber Connections, people can be a guest at the every other Friday meetings, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we usually, and here's a nice part for those, we do supply coffee in the morning for those of us who need coffee to get up with.
Mm-hmm.
And Lori also, believe it or not, she has sweet things that she's makes it so the sugar is high. We get nice on that. And the You know, at 8 o'clock in the morning, it keeps everybody nice and bubbly and ready to go. But
described like this before, Lori. What are you serving up?
I know. Well, it is a great group. Now, Dave, thank you so much for those kind words. Tell us a little bit about Coastal Financial and Island Tax, and why somebody should go see you.
Thank you. Coastal Financial Group and Island Tax Associates, where we help you keep the money you earn. And that has been a motto of ours now for quite a few years. As a matter of fact, one of the members of the chamber group helped me come up with that tagline that actually does fit in exactly what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to handle any and all of your tax needs, whether it be for small businesses, individuals, corporations, companies, partnerships, etc. We are here throughout the whole year. We're not just here seasonal. We are here year-round to take care of all of your needs and to help you answer those questions back and forth that you might have, especially with those nasty IRS letters that a lot of people seem to be getting. Dave, I don't know what this means. How is this missed? Or what is this? Or what did I do? And how can we get it fixed? So we do have all the answers here for you. Coastal Financial Group, which is also part of Island Tax Associates, where we handle insurances. We handle investments for you. You know, whether it be something simple from an IRA to Roth IRA or just 401ks, and you're like, I've got this, but I don't know what to do. Or, Dave, I recently was let go of my job or my job was ended. I have a 401k here. What do I do? How do I move this over to something that I can have access to? Mm-hmm. That's what we do here. We're a full service financial service company, can help you out. We're also a notary here. So yes, anyone out there that needs something notarized, please come on by, you know, show proper ID, I notarize it for you, and mm-hmm. bada bing, bada boom, and you're done.
Yeah, that's great.
Get it out quickly. Yes.
And I can't believe it's been well over a year, but you guys recently moved to a groovy new spot, right, Dave?
A groovy new spot. I like those words. That's interesting. Yes, we used to be on the corner of Forest Avenue and East Main Road in the Iron Gate Complex. That was sold. The building was sold. However, we did move into now at 575 East Main Road here in Middletown, which is right at Wyatt Square, which is, believe it or not, less than 2 football fields away from where I used to be. So, yes, I'm a local character. I like to stay local. I deal things local. And born and raised here on this island, went to school here on this island. So guess what? You will get a native of the island when you deal with us here. And you deal with me directly. And I make sure that you are taken care of.
Yeah, that's great, Dave. And he wouldn't talk about himself this way, but Dave's also a very great volunteer in the community. You're really involved with the Kiwanis Club, I believe. And
yep.
I remember when you were Santa at the Newport Athletic Club for years.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah, you can stay. You can stay on the island. We'll let you stay. Yeah, so congratulations, Dave. Yep. Seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming on the radio.
No problem. If anybody has any questions, feel free to give us a call here at 401-846-4290. Like I said, we are here all year long. During the tax season, we're here longer than all year long.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we're here to help you. Again, Coastal Financial Group, Island Tax Associates, where we help you keep the money you earn.
Excellent.
Thanks so much.
So great to have you as our Business of the Week, sponsored by Humphrey's Building Supply. Listen for the Business of the Week at the top of the Business of Greater Newport. And, of course, it's all from Humphrey's Building Supply. David, congrats again. All the best to you. And Lori Burke, we're going to meet some new members momentarily here in our new member spotlight here in the Business of Greater Newport. If you want to find out about anything that we've just talked about, from the Chamber Connections to the new member spotlight to any of the Chamber services, you just visit newportchamber.com. It's the Business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, newportchamber.com, Lori Burke, and that means the new member spotlight shines bright. Who do we meet this morning, Lori?
Very excited to introduce Mark Stickney. Mark is the founder of
an entity.
Called Historic Music of Newport.
And it's a business, too.
It's a nonprofit.
It is a nonprofit. Excellent.
It is
good
a nonprofit. Yep.
Well, I'm always mm-hmm. impressed with that. Mark, nice to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, Mark, why don't you take it away and tell us all about Historic Music of Newport. I think the story is pretty cool about how you got involved with it and where you're at with it. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Well, it began as a kind of a curiosity research project when I was working part-time at the Preservation Society and also working for the what was the Newport Music Festival, now Newport Classical. Mm-hmm. I'm a musician, a former college professor, and I started wondering what music would have been like in Newport back in the 1800s, and there really wasn't very much to go on. So I just sort of started to dive in and find more and more over the years about the music, but also the musicians, to the point where I thought this is stories that need to be told, and music that just needs to be shared and preserved and given out to the community and just everyone. So I started the nonprofit at the urging of some friends who told me that it was important and I needed to do this. And to this date, I'm still researching. I have now over 900 pieces of music with Newport roots and the names and some bio info of well over 600 musicians who were in the Army, who were in the Navy, and who were just city folk who were professional musicians who were either born here or spent part of their life here or just even passed through Newport.
Isn't that fascinating, Bruce? It's so cool. So I'm reading here. The first thing you found was you were reading about a party at Chateau Sur Mer back in 1857.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Parties were the rage for everyone in 18.
Not a party, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was this party that at Chateau Sur Mer, and there was a march that was written for that party called the Fête Champêtre March. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I still haven't found that march. So that's kind of the first piece I began looking for over a decade ago now, more probably 2 decades ago. And sadly, it probably doesn't exist anymore. It may be somewhere, but a lot of this music was handwritten and given mm-hmm. out to the orchestra, and they would play it. And then if the people liked it and they thought they could make money off of it, they would arrange it for piano and sell it. There are some pieces from that party that have been arranged for piano, and I have copies of those, some audio and some videos of that music available on YouTube. But I haven't given up completely.
So sometimes you find the music itself, you know, the notes, and then somebody can actually play it.
Well, right now it's all digital. So I've taken a lot of the piano music and I'm able to input it into a program and through another audio file, create what the music would have sounded like. My goal is to fundraise enough to do a recording session, especially with the vocal music, because there's a lot of music with a singer. Uh-huh. And I'd really like for that music to be heard. So that's part of what one of our fundraising goals is.
Gotcha. And so who are you reaching out to work with, to help you find the music, to help you, you know what I mean? Like locally, who's involved with this project with you?
Locally, the big resource.
Yeah.
Locally, the big ones are the Preservation Society, the Historical Society.
Okay.
The Museum of Newport Irish History is one. The War College Museum also. Redwood Library has been very, very helpful. I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. If I am, I apologize. But nationally, the Library of Congress has been a huge depository of digital files, as well as the National Archives, especially when I'm looking at the musicians who served at Fort Adams way back into the 1840s, actually earlier than the 1840s. Since the beginning of the fort, there's been music at Fort Adams.
Wow. That is really something. So you mentioned the Library of Congress. How do you get in touch with, like, you know, what do you call the 800 number, say hello? Can you help me out with music?
Most of what I found is digital, and they have their digital archives. If you ever have a few minutes and you go into their digital archives, you can find pretty much, it's staggering what you can find. I found Thomas Edison movies of drills at the naval base in Fort Adams from the early 1900s, silent films. But they have a lot of digital music, but also through their librarians. I have a friend of a friend who knows a librarian at the Library of Congress, and he was able to help me find this huge march collection by a Newport composer named Joseph Peckham. His marches used to be at the beginning of the 1900s, played all over the country.
Wow, that is fascinating. My goodness. And then, so this is your passion, obviously. Is it paying the bills?
it's brand new. The nonprofit started back in late February, early March, and it's paying its bills. There's definitely room to expand. There's a lot more music to find outside of the digital music. The physical music does cost money to bring in. So does the technology used. We need a technology upgrade. I think my computer's nearing the end of its lifetime.
Okay.
It's able to support itself in its current form, but eventually down the road, I'd really like a home in Newport to share this with the public so people can come and they can hear the music, they can see the music, they can see instruments if I'm able to find some of the early instruments. I have a physical collection of at least 30 to 40 pieces of music, plus a library of a musician and composer from Providence that his family just gifted to me, that I still haven't even gone through. And that's 5 boxes of music that this man wrote and arranged from the late 1800s and early 1900s.
Well, that'll get you through the winter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great, Mark. And of course, we're thrilled that you came on board with the Chamber. Can you tell us what prompted you to say, I should be a member of the Chamber?
And to be more, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
To be more involved, you know, I'm working with the contacts I have in Newport, mm-hmm. But also as a way to help me share with the greater community what's going on. I think it's a great resource for Newport and also the whole island. And mm-hmm. I thought it'd be important to be a part of it.
Well, we're thrilled. Like I said, you know, you're a little bit different from, what people would normally consider chamber. Plus the fact that you're a nonprofit. Obviously we have, I think we have 75 plus nonprofits, and we work very closely with them, and they kind of help each other out too with, you know, mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll be a positive step for you as well. And then you know, if you come to some of the events and meet some of the people involved with the chamber, it's just getting the word out, right, Mark?
That is definitely the goal. My goal is to share this with as many people as possible. I think the more people who get involved with this, the more it can grow, and the more I'm able to do to find this music and to spend the time to find the music.
Fabulous. So how can people find out more about Historic Music of Newport?
You can go to our website. That's historicmusicofnewport.com. There's audio, video on there. There's stories about musicians who lived in Newport. There's a shout out to all the organizations we work with in case I forgot anybody. Mm-hmm. There's a blog. I'm continuing updating stories about local musicians and local music and even things like parties. I'll do big Christmas one in December about what music in December was like in the 1800s. And there's also, importantly, as for a nonprofit, is there is a donate page, which you can help support the organization. 100% of your gift goes towards, right now, research and music and all of that. And there's no fees or anything in there. And without help of people, we won't be able to grow. But we also have a YouTube channel. If you look up Historic Music of Newport, we're on Facebook and also on Instagram too, with the same names.
Good for you. I was just looking at some of the things you had done in the recent past. You were at the Broadway Street Fair.
Yes, what a great experience that was.
Boy, that's great. All the best. This is very, very exciting. And as we find out more about the Gilded Age, we find out that there's more that we want to find out. And
thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Give us your website and your contact info one more time, if you would, Mark.
The website is historicmusicofnewport.com. And my email is mark@historicmusicofnewport.com.
Fantastic. So good to hear from you. And welcome to the chamber. We appreciate it. Nice having you in our new spotlight.
Thank you very much for having me on this morning and for everything that you're doing.
I hope to see you in person very soon, Mark.
Definitely.
Okay.
We'll meet another new member just ahead. It's the new member spotlight in the business of Greater Newport, newportchamber.com, from FM 101.1 and AM 1540. Well, it is the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. You want to find out more? Visit newportchamber.com. It's a new member spotlight. And before we meet our next member, Lori Burke, let's talk a bit about what is on that chamber calendar. Well, what isn't on that chamber calendar? It is a very full calendar, but we want to point out a couple of particular things coming up. What should we be eagerly
zeroing in on? Okay.
Yes.
The most, let's see here. Okay, for the rest of November, well, we've got Business During Hours next week, next Thursday. I'm sure Ted will be there, who I'm introducing next. We're going to do a Holiday by the Sea kickoff up at Audrain on Monday the 21st.
Yeah,
okay,
that.
Always a, you know, the Shop Local initiative, right, which is always fun. And then our big event is Thursday, the 8th of December. It's going to be at Newport Vineyards. It's our annual holiday dinner and auction. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We're switching it up a bit. We're going out to Newport Vineyards. I'm sure they're going to treat us like gold. And so anybody who's interested in that, please go to our website. We're also looking for donations to the auction. So anybody who has something they would like to offer for the auction, absolutely get a hold of Kate at newportchamber.com. So yeah, the annual holiday dinner and auction was the big thing I wanted to talk about.
You've got it.
On December 8th.
December the 8th. Mark that calendar. Mm-hmm. Get it in the device and get ready for a great time.
Right. So you can come do all your Christmas shopping at our dinner and auction.
Exactly. Well, let's meet our next new member.
All right. Well, I am happy to introduce my new best friend, Ted Escalona from Modern Pest Services. Hello, Ted.
Hi,
Ted.
Hi, Lori. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. This is wicked cool to find out that the chamber kind of does this little radio spot, and I was super excited to get it, the invite.
Yes, it's fun. It is fun. We have a good time talking to our new members, and it's just a another way for you to get the word out about Modern Pest Services, Ted. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your company and what you do for them and et cetera?
Awesome. Awesome. So, yeah, so Modern Pest Services, we like to think of ourselves as a one-stop shop for all pest services needs, right? So we handle everything from the smallest mouse through termites, ants, all your wildlife needs. And what's cool about us is that because we're doing it all in-house, we're able to take on clients with any kind of needs, right? So if you're looking for pest control for your own home, all the way up to mega complex hospitals or industrial zones, we've seen it all. We handle it all. And one of the fun things that about we really like to do is learn about our clients, right? We want to make sure that we're there learning about your needs, learning who you guys are so that we can best service you. And that's really what I think makes us different. Okay. My role is commercial account manager. So I'm the first person that most of our clients get to talk to. So it's a cool chance for me to go out and meet new people and see new things.
Nice. And how long has Modern Pest been around?
Oh my gosh. So we are 75 years into it. Though we're a little bit newer to Rhode Island. We have more of a long-term history back up in the northern New England states like Maine and then Massachusetts, of course. So we're really looking forward to making new friends here in Rhode Island.
Great. So I would assume that's one of the reasons why you and Modern Pest Services decided to come on board with the Chamber, because you knew that would be a good way to get the word out about what you have to offer.
Oh my gosh. And it has been so much fun. I think we've been a Chamber member now just since like the tail end of summer. Yep. And the amount of new people that I've gotten to meet, the new friendships, the getting to kind of see the services. And I know this is the kind of like the tail end of the calendar too. So getting to see like, oh wow, this is what's planned for next year. I'm all for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I love it, Ted. You are a relatively new member, and I've seen you at a bunch of events already, and I think it's just fabulous, because that's how you do it, people. You come to things, you take part in what we have to offer. You make yourself, you know, you get out there, and you're doing a great job of that, and I think it's fabulous. And you said it's paying off. Yay!
Yeah, so I'm having fun, and everybody from the Chamber's been awesome to deal with.
Well, you've been very helpful for us too. I remember one night where we had an event and you were helping put the tables away afterwards. That was so great. Yeah. We love members like Ted, even if you do have to deal with pests.
Yeah.
But yeah. You said you concentrate on commercial. So that would be, we're obviously talking to the bigger companies, maybe on the island, you know, Greater Newport County, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we handle everything. And yeah, so if it's a restaurant or a pharmaceutical company, a doctor's office, a dentist office, those are all places that, because many of them have and don't even realize it, they have different laws governing what can be done for pest control in there. So my role is to be aware of those laws and those reporting requirements so that we're handling their places safely and legally.
Right. I didn't even think of that. That's so, yeah, you are a great resource then for them as well. Even if you don't get the contract, you've educated them on what they can and cannot do.
I'd make the running joke pretty often that every time that I go up into somebody's attic, I always have good news. It's like, okay, you don't have bats, but on the flip side, you might need a new roof because you haven't gone up there and you got water damage. So everybody always gets a thorough investigation of their place from me.
That's great. That's good to know. Yeah. And like I say to a lot of my members, you know, being a member, it's just, it opens doors for you. You know, you've probably already experienced that, Ted, when you're meeting new people and they, you know, they find out that you're a fellow Chamber member. It's just another something that you have in common, that you kind of want to help each other out and give each other business and refer things, you know, refer business to each other. And I think you're going to do very well down here.
I appreciate it. I mean, it's cool because, yeah, through the Chamber, it has been awesome to meet people in a bit more of a neutral environment, right? It's not the sleazy car salesman kind of vibe of, you know, I'm the best around here kind of thing. You know, we don't do that. And it's nice to have that opportunity in the Chamber to be able to meet people first as people rather than, you know, quick commercial hits. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's great. I think you should make sure you come to the auction, Ted.
We're looking at it. We're definitely considering it. I'm very excited to go. It's just a matter of making sure that it lines up on the calendar, but we're planning on trying to get there.
Awesome. I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
And how can people get a hold of Modern Pest?
So there's plenty of great ways. Of course, there's modernpest.com. And you can get a good internet overview of everything that we have and where to go from there. And then, of course, the best phone number for anywhere in New England would be 1-800-323-PEST, P-E-S-T. And you call that up, you'll talk to somebody in the office, and they'll make sure that you talk to the right person, get into the right place that you need to be, and then go from there. And, of course, if anybody in Rhode Island has a direct question as well, more than happy they can call me directly at 401-291-7412. That's my cell phone, and I call, text, email, all fair game to get a hold of me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ted. Thanks for coming on, too.
Yeah, this was a blast.
Appreciate
well,
it.
Well, glad you had a good time. We look forward to hearing more from you, and we welcome you again as a new chamber member. Thanks very, very much for being with us.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ted. So, Lori Burke, this is Lori's world here, and it's so interesting because you get to find out about all of these different businesses.
I do. It is very, very, very fun. Yes.
Yeah, and you really get to get a reflection of the heartbeat of what is going on business-wise. And I was going to say in Newport County, but as we just heard, the membership really is far and wide and beyond Newport County.
That's right. Yeah, we were just speaking with Ted, and he was up in Massachusetts doing some work. So, right. You know, we have a big footprint around here.
So we have a lot of members who are far removed from Newport County. And that's not only just that, well, it doesn't matter where you are in business today. You can do business from anywhere and all that. There are some businesses that just want to be associated with Newport County that want to
absolutely
get in and meet the folks that are doing business and making things happen. And so they want to locate and they want to join. And that's where it comes
that's
in.
That's it. That's exactly right, Bruce. It kind of cuts it kind of cuts some of the red tape that you would need to get involved with the business community and kind of showcase what you have to offer, whether it's a service or a business itself, a store, for, you know, retail, whatever. Once you become a member of the chamber, you're making things that much easier as far as getting the word out.
You are plugged in. And if you want to find out more, just visit newportchamber.com. We'll meet another new member in our new member spotlight just ahead here in the Business of Greater Newport. Thanks for joining us for the Business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. And Lori Burke, we have another new member in the new member spotlight.
We do indeed. We're bringing it back home, downtown Newport. We have Luther Whiting Collins, the owner of Lucy's Kitchen. Good morning, Luther.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Luther.
Good, thanks. Is that some fresh muffins I smell in the background?
Yeah, we got fresh muffins, we got brownies, baked donuts, all sorts of good stuff going on here this morning.
Nice.
That's great. We're going to hear all about it.
But we want to hear about Lucy.
Yes. Oh, of course, you got to explain Lucy first. Who's Lucy?
Got to do first things first, right? Lucy is my dog. She's an American Bulldog mix. She's got a big goofy grin, and she's probably asleep on the couch at home. So the restaurant is named after her. She's always loved to watch me cook. Food is something that makes her happy, and just kind of wanted to bring sort of that simple joy into our little cafe down here.
It's a very, very, very cute picture, the two of you, on your website, Luther.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us your story about Lucy's Kitchen, how it came to be, and, you know, what's a little background. Tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a complicated backstory, but I'll just kind of sum it up.
I know part of it, but I want you to tell it.
Yeah, sure. Well, so my career background is in international relations. I was mostly working on nonprofit projects in conflict zone settings. Afghanistan, Syria, Lebanon, and other places. Sometimes overseas, sometimes in D.C. And after about a decade of that, I was ready to kind of turn the chapter and settle down a bit and build community and be able to kind of focus more on relationships here at home. So I was looking for the next move, and we were also on the hunt for a new place to live, and we found a great rental listing in Newport, Rhode Island. Came out here, loved it, and it, you know, it also worked logistically for us quite well with our health insurance needs specifically. That's why we're looking in southern New England. And yeah, we've been living here and loving it ever since.
That's fabulous. And what a change from what you were doing before, which sounds like it was a tad stressful.
It was at times, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So where does the food come in, Luther?
Well, the food comes in, so, you know, working the nonprofit scene and also the a little bit of the policy scene in D.C., you know, living in an expensive city to make ends meet, you have to kind of find supplemental income. Working those jobs as well as when I was in grad school. So, yeah, so I spent time working anywhere from, you know, as a barback to a server, to a restaurant manager, and kind of everything in between. And so that kind of gave me some incremental food service experience, concurrent with my, other career.
Cool.
Yeah. And, you know, food is something that makes me happy. I love to entertain people. I love to just, you know, the relationships that you get from food service industry. And you know, it was really, starting Lucy's Kitchen was just kind of a real meaningful way to put down roots here in the Newport community.
Fabulous. And what do you guys specialize in, Luther, at Lucy's Kitchen?
Yeah, well, we're an all-day cafe, so we got, you know, something for you any time of day. But one of the things that makes us stand apart is that we have an in-house bakery, a full-time baker who's extremely talented and makes everything from scratch fresh that you see in the bakery display. Anything from our signature baked donuts, which are kind of like donut meets muffin, to things like apple turnovers, an amazing chocolate chip cookie. And we're always, you know, switching it up to have new fun and tasty things in the bakery display. And we also have really, really good coffee. You know, anywhere from just like a basic black coffee to more specialty, fancy things. You know, we make all of our syrups from scratch right over the stove. Everything's made with like real ingredients, so it tastes really fresh, really subtle. And then we just have some great sort of home-style food. We got hot soups, we got cornbread, we got different types of breakfast bowls and toasts and sandwiches. So a little bit of stuff for everybody.
That's great. And you have a wonderful, wonderful location. Bruce, I don't know if you know where Lucy's Kitchen is. It's right on Thames Street.
I did see the address, that's where things are really happening there in that part of Thames.
Yeah, it is it's a great location, right kind of right by O'Brien's, right, Luther?
Yes, yeah. So we're in the courtyard on Thames Space, which is that large brick courtyard there that's right across from the Twist ice cream shop and about half a block down from O'Brien's. And it's a lovely spot. We've got a huge, spacious courtyard. There's a fountain there in the summer. Nice seasonal displays other times of the year. Amazing patio seating. We have patio heaters. We even have a fireplace out there for people to enjoy, you know, being cozy by the fire, like solid fall vibes. And, yeah, we're looking forward to being able to kind of bring the courtyard to life and just really optimize the use of it and make it just a great
It is for
locals and visitors to enjoy.
Right.
Bruce, it's the old where Fatulli's was.
I got you. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then the Newport GPS, I was down there, way to go.
Yeah, I was down there a couple weeks ago talking with Luther, and it was a sunny afternoon, you know, and it was just, absolutely beautiful to think of sitting out there and having a nice cup of coffee or a yummy donut.
Yeah,
great, great location, Luther. I think you're gonna do very well there.
Fantastic. So, what are your hours at Lucy's Kitchen?
So we're open every single day at 7 a.m. And then our off-season hours, we close at 7 p.m. So open 7 to 7 during the week. During the weekend, open until 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights. During the season, we're
excellent.
Open.
We have about 30 seconds, so just enough time to give us your address.
Of course.
Yeah. So, Luther, where can people find Lucy's Kitchen?
Yeah, so we're at 476 Thames Street, right in the heart of Lower Thames. And we'd love to have you. We're here every day, and having you by would make us happy.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Welcome to the chamber. Welcome to Newport.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
All the best. Thanks, Luther, very much.
All right, thank you.
Splendid lineup of new members, and it's an exciting time. It's always great to talk with you here in the business of Greater Newport.